Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Sharp Elbows. I'm Nato McCoshvey. You're with Kristen Bryan, Francesca Hong. We were just talking about some pretty heavy topics. I know my favorite thing to do every morning is scroll through Kristen's Twitter. And then as goes Wisconsin's Twitter, which is her little organization where she posts videos and informational interviews that are just incredibly funny and entertaining, but also so informative. And I will not lie to you, if there's a topic that I'm not, you know, queued up on before session, I will go to your page and I will look it up. But one of my favorite things this week is you talked about this WISP policy report that came out. So I was hoping you'd give a little run of show of it here on the radio this morning, because I think it's so incredibly important. And I know not a lot of people get to read that report.
Sure. So I have an ongoing series called Summarizing Wisconsin Policy Forum Reports, because only nerds read Wisconsin Policy Forum Reports, which is obviously outing myself out as a nerd. But
shout out to Tamron.
And they do so much good work. And so I had started with the top five of their reports from 2020. And number three was the growing discrepancy between students of color in Wisconsin and teachers of color. And so over the last 10 years, the share, there's been 7 percentage points increase. I'm trying to get this right because I actually talked to people. They're like, if you're going to really get specific, you have to talk percentage points versus percent. And I was like, okay, that's again, nerdy. And basically there's been an increase of the share of students of color has been gone up 7 percentage points over the last 10 years, whereas for teachers, it's only been 1%. Now, we're also dealing with a teacher shortage in Wisconsin, which is a completely different issue, but basically saying that one of the ways we have a huge racial achievement gap in a lot of different areas, but specifically in academia or in academics, and one of the ways to alleviate this gap is having a teacher workforce that is better mirrors what the student makeup is. And I didn't even realize when I put this out yesterday that they came out with part two of that report this week, basically offering solutions of how we do recruit and employ more teachers of color. I haven't read it yet, so I can't summarize that one yet. But I thought it was really interesting because also in the same week, Dane County released a new rubric of how to root out racist teachers. And McIver Institute had a meltdown of calling it like, get woke or get fired. And it was totally inflammatory. But it's something, I mean, I remember as we all geeked out last time that we basically went through the same school system in Madison, as a white woman, I remember one of my good guy friends who was a black boy, and he would just act out, you know, like he had moments where he just had kind of anger fits. And as a teen, you know, as a kid, as a middle schooler, you see it one way, but then as you get older and you see it in a total other way of like, I don't know what's happening with him at home. I don't know what the things I know now that a lot of white teachers just aren't equipped to deal with. I mean, this is obviously the feedback for Teach for America, right? It's like you throw these like privileged white kids in the middle of, and they're not equipped to deal with the psychology of young kids who are going through trauma at home. And having more teachers who are at least not even necessarily have lived experiences of also going through that, but at least can empathize with it makes a big difference versus like, just sit down, shut up and like stop disturbing class.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I, as a black kid, I can't name you one black teacher that I've had, you know, going to Thoreau Cherokee West at UW. I don't remember.
Mr. Thompson wasn't still at Cherokee when you were there. That was my sixth grade social studies teacher. That was my first black teacher was sixth grade.
No way. I've had, I think, three black principals, which is, you know, insane for me to think about when I look at the disparities in people in the education system and instructors and admins. But I remember wishing or hoping for someone that could connect with me on a personal level and know, you know, what it would what it felt like to grow up not white, especially on the west side of Madison. And I think for me, it's a reckoning kind of with understanding that the achievement gap is more so an opportunity gap, right? You have all these disparities that underlie financial situations and home situations that differentiate a lot of, you know, Black kids and brown kids from white kids and influences their school experience. And so I think increasing wages for teachers, really making sure that teachers' rights and unions' rights and labor rights are championed, is how we better the field and attract, you know, a more diverse, more, you know, really connected and in tune teacher force. So that is something I feel strongly about. And I think there's been a real fight. I know MTI is really working on that. And I'm hopeful that it continues in the future. But, you know, one little funny story to end this, wrap this whole thing up. And I know that Kristen and Fran are going to make fun of me for it. But every day when I schedule Francesca for whatever she has to do in the legislature, at like 7:55 to 8, she had an event that's called Set Your Lineup. And I thought it was some super secret Democratic caucus event, and I would, you know, always schedule around it. And then I found out a couple weeks ago that it was her fantasy basketball computer thing that she had to do. And I literally was like, I'm going to quit. This is so funny. So I wanted to take a little break away from all the negative political stuff and ask you all about, you know, sports.
Sports ball.
Have absolutely no stake in. So I'm going to be quiet for the next however many minutes we have. But take it away. Who are your favorite teams? What is March Madness? What are you two looking forward to?
Well, I had Ohio State going to the Final Four. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, it's such a mixed bag because it's like, I'm happy Ohio State lost. But it's like, ah, damn it. Now my bracket's a little wonky. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of favorite teams. Obviously, I'm partial to the Badgers. My dad played for the Badgers. So I think that's like the influence of sports in my life is heavy. And I think, Fran, you're similar. I don't have any fantasy teams. And so I don't have anything I did have in my calendar this week, like set your bracket up because we have an annual family bracket. So I'm in that. But I did fantasy once and I was so bad at setting my lineup every week that it was always like a last minute thing. And I was awful. I think I got like dead last in our team.
Well, I am currently dead last in my fantasy basketball league. This is my first year playing fantasy basketball. I did join a fantasy football league back in high school, which I think every year, but last year we have continued that league. But I have
never played. Do you have a traveling trophy?
No, we don't have a trophy. I think it's more for bragging rights and pride and dignity. Fantasy basketball is new for me this year, and I was so and you have to set your lineups like way more often. It's not just like,
yeah, because there's so many games. It's like baseball. It's like there's like two or three games a week versus like, all right, I gotta do it before Sunday.
Exactly. So yeah, I had to put it in the calendar to remind me to do it because I was so terrible at setting my lineup, and then I would get like text messages from the guys I was playing against being like, can you just do this please, so it's not like a pity win for me. And I'm like, what if I'm just that team in the league that just this everyone's guaranteed win to kind of like help bump y'all up.
I'll be that person for you.
So I really took one for the team. But this year, you know, I didn't fill out a bracket, but my son did, and he had Oral Roberts winning. So y'all, wow. I think George is onto something there. But I did watch a little bit of the Badgers play yesterday, and I think it's the best they've played all season. And
my dad literally really on our family. It's my dad's birthday today. So happy birthday, Peter Brock.
Happy birthday, Peter Brock.
It's just so funny because I don't know anyone who watches more college basketball throughout the year than my father, despite not having anyone who's playing anymore. Like he just like loves it. And so the fact that he was born the first week of March Madness is just his favorite time of year every year. But that was the Badgers winning last night was a great birthday gift for him. Aww. And he said the same thing. He's like, this is the best I've seen them play.
And this is when it counts. Yeah. This is when it counts. So
I mean, Baylor's going to be tough, but who knows? This is why they call it madness. No, Nada, this is why they call it March Madness. Mm-hmm. It's because there's madness that happens because there's so many upsets of teams that are supposed to win that end up losing, like Ohio State.
I literally have zoned out for the past 4 minutes. Not going to lie to you, all of you, like, I don't understand a single word. I will end this on a very controversial note, but I think soccer is the best and only sport in the world for me to pay attention to. There you go.
I think that's only controversial in the U.S., not
us. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that
you go pretty much go to any other country and they would probably agree. Maybe New Zealand with rugby.
And there's cricket.
There's cricket. I've never even watched an entire cricket game. I think I've seen highlights of a cricket game, and that's about as much as I can claim of even understanding anything.
And everywhere else calls it football, except yes. here, which is yes. incredibly obnoxious. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this wonderful segment of Sharp Elbows. We are definitely going to have Kristen back every single Saturday. It's definitely a club right now. Thank you so much. We'll catch you next week.